Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining and for your care and support to the company. This presentation has two sections. I will provide an overview first, then Mr. Li Zhengmao will go through the business review and financial performance. We have six key development highlights: one, cloudification and digital transformation strategy fully implemented with high-quality development results exhibited. Two, double-digit revenue and profit growth with profitability continuously increased. Three, mobile business, smart family enjoyed growth in both scale and value. Industrial digitalization thrived. Four, strengthened driving force of sci-tech innovation and fortify a secure and green cloud network foundation. Five, proactive dividend increase to enhance shareholder return. And six, capitalize A-share IPO opportunity to establish new development pattern. In the first half, the company seized society's new informatization demand, fully implemented cloudification and digital transformation strategy, developed personal, family, and enterprise informatized services with customer-oriented approach, and actively promoted profitable scale development, leading to greatly strengthened operating results and improving profitability, with double-digit growth in operating revenue and net profit. Operating revenue grew 13.1% YOY, service revenue grew 8.8% YOY, above the industry average. EBITDA grew 5.1%, net profit grew 27.2% to RMB 17.7 billion. After excluding one-off disposal gain, the growth was 17%. In the first half, our mobile business and smart family business development accelerated with growth in both scale and value. Mobile subs were 362 million. Mobile output rebounded and grew 2.9% YOY, driving mobile communications service revenue up by 6.9%. Wireline and smart family service revenue grew 5.2%. Both broadband subs and broadband blended output grew, while smart family revenue increased 32.9% and became a key growth driver. Industrial digitalization thrived, with industry leadership maintained in revenue size and revenue contribution. Revenue grew 16.8% and revenue contribution further increased to 24.6%, becoming the biggest source of revenue growth. In particular, cloud realized the highest growth with revenue doubling to RMB 14 billion, already surpassing last year's total. IDC's revenue size was biggest at RMB 16.1 billion, up 10.5% YOY. After developing and serving in the enterprise market for years, we now have strong customer resources and relationships and can offer tailor-made industry solutions to customers. We fully leverage the unique edge of cloud network integration and abundant resources in industrial digitalization to build digitalized application platforms and create repackaged capabilities focusing on 5G, e-serving cloud, and security to empower government administration, industry, finance, society, and livelihood, and other sectors to address customers' digitalization demands. On 2B applications, we have already extensively developed replicable and promotable benchmark projects in smart factory, mining, ports, power grids, city, and other areas. Our 5G use cases nearly doubled versus 2020, with commercial value emerging. Our cloud and network resources are deeply integrated with prominent edge and in scale and quality. On e-serving cloud, our government administration cloud infrastructure ranked number one in public cloud market with prominent differentiated edges in clouds for government administration, large corporates, healthcare, education, etc., and gained extensive customer trust. On IDC, we have 430,000 cabinets serving customers, the biggest portfolio in PRC, 80% are in the four economically developed regions. On fundamental network, we have 2.38 million mobile case stations, mobile base stations, and GPPS fiber network in over 300 cities, while our intercloud high-speed network connected all e-serving cloud resource pools. We fully leverage the cloud network integration edge to build differentiated capabilities and offer premium, convenient, secure, and reliable services. we continued to benefit from 5G co-build and co-share. Two parties already saved over renminbi 86 billion of CapEx, while we maintained reasonably advanced deployment in 5G network coverage with 460,000 5G base station in use and targeting to cover all counties and certain developed towns in PRC this year. We also expanded co-sharing of 4G network with 460,000 4G base stations shared between two parties and renminbi 24 billion of CapEx saved in total, further enhancing network coverage and saving network costs. Leveraging network characteristics of SA, we launched three modes of customized network to form differentiated servicing capabilities to B2B customers. We enhanced SITEC innovation planning to promote the penetration of core technologies through research, development, and operation, making SITEC innovation the core driver of high-quality development. We boosted recruitment of talents in key core areas and launched R&D cloud platform to enhance digitalized R&D management capability to build efficient, collaborative, and open R&D system and talent teams. We will continue to leverage SITEC achievements to roll out more products of high quality that better address customer needs. We strive to fortify security foundation and provide reliable network and information services. Our Cloud DAM is a proprietary platform with telco-grade network attack protection capability. In fundamental network, edge, IDC, cloud computing, application, and other areas, we possess all-round full process protection capability as well as end-to-end cloud network coordinated security servicing capability. We built a safe and clean environment for communications to protect security of network, terminals, and applications. Our comprehensive security system and network security protection platform is now our prominent differentiated edge. We strive to leverage new technology to promote green operation. On one hand, we keep reducing energy consumption intensity and build green and low carbon new information infrastructure featuring cloud network integration. We also promote trial application of big data analytics, proprietary algorithm, and AI for smart power saving, decreasing power consumption of newly built 5G base stations by about 20%. We used multiple measures to increase energy efficiency of IDCs with PUE of newly built large scale of all above DCs below 1.3. With these multi-pronged measures, energy consumption per unit of information flow reduced significantly. On the other hand, we also empower externally on green and low carbon development by strengthening technological innovation to provide diversified green computing power to the public, build green supply chain, and empower digital transformation and green development of various sectors with new generation technologies. With sincere gratitude to our shareholders, investors, and analysts for their consistent support and full confidence about future development, we decided to raise dividend to share results with and enhance return of shareholders. Dividend payout in 2021 will be at least 60% and further increase to over 70% within 3 years after A-share listing. Interim dividend will be declared since 2022. We will continue to seize opportunities and endeavor to create value to shareholders. We will capitalize A-share IPO to deepen the cloudification and digital transformation strategy and become a service-oriented, technology-oriented, and secured company. We develop integrated intelligent information services with customer-oriented approach to build core capability of SITEC innovation and build green, low-carbon, new information infrastructure featuring cloud network integration, empower numerous sectors green development with digitalized platform, build open and collaborative industrial and capital ecologies, reform structures and mechanisms to boost corporate vitality and organic growth power to build the bedrock for digital economy. We will leverage A-share IPO to deepen corporate reform. First is to enhance corporate governance by further improving corporate governance and market-oriented operating mechanisms, forming market-oriented entities at all levels with equivalent responsibility and power, and modernizing our corporate governance capability and systems. Second is to push forward organization reform by expediting construction of new form of customer-oriented organization, strengthening ecospheres in various areas, exploring new markets, and solidifying leadership in integrated intelligent information services. Third is to boost corporate vitality by establishing comprehensive market-oriented mechanism with equal importance placed on incentivization and restriction, enhancing market-oriented employment and allocation systems, establishing mid-to-long-term incentive programs to boost employees' enthusiasm and creativity. Fourth is to innovate talent mechanisms by proactive recruitment of industry-leading talents in core areas and building a team of industry-leading talents and corporate experts from headquarters, provincial and municipal companies. Our A-share IPO introduced 20 strategic investors covering large enterprises, industrial funds, internet companies, etc., to generate synergy and build win-win cooperative ecology together in internet, energy and electricity, autos, network information security, digital life, smart city, and other areas. After seizing the vast opportunities of digital economy and realized favorable results in the first half, we will build differentiated edge on integrated intelligent information services with innovation, convergence, security, and eco-consciousness to further drive high-quality development. Aspiring to overachieve the full-year target, we raised relevant guidance with an aim to deliver even better results and enhance values for customers, the company, and the shareholders. My part ends here, and Mr. Li Zhengmao will walk you through our business and financial performance. Thank you, Chairman Ke. I shall now discuss our business and financial performance in the first half of 2021. In the first half, the increasing 5G penetration and 10% ARPU uplift from 4G subs upgrade propelled mobile ARPU rebound. 5G ARPU was RMB 57.4 and 5G penetration reached 36.2%. Mobile subs net maintained market share leadership at 11.47 million. Internet access revenue growth accelerated to 9% and feature applications and privileges kept flourishing and subs grew rapidly. We captured families' demand for digital life by offering quality services and achieved concurrent increase in quantity and quality. Smart family and broadband access revenues grew 32.9% and 7.9% respectively, while the scale and revenue of family informatization applications also soared, and their contribution to blended ARPU further increased to 15.8%. We will continue to upgrade smart family DICT products and expand smart family sphere to smart community and digital village to bring more impetus to the business. Our industrial digitalization business thrived. For cloud, we possess over 50 key core technologies with full-stack servicing capability to provide over 200 products on computing power, storage, network, big data, AI, etc., propelling strong growth of cloud business in which SaaS and PaaS revenue grew around 110% and IaaS about 100%. Our IDC leadership maintained with over 700 IDC sites and 430,000 cabinets nationwide serving customers and revenue of RMB 16.1 billion. In the first half, our continuous precision resource allocation led to increased utilization efficiency. The expanding 5G and industrial digitalization-related network drove up the OPEX. Allocation on capability build-up increased appropriately to better support industrial digitalization development. On personnel expense, incentives for high-tech talents, key talents, frontline staff, as well as high-performance teams further increased for better motivation. On SG&A, allocation on R&D will increase to expedite transformation towards technology-oriented enterprise. Market resources also moderately increased to facilitate business development. We deepened digitalized operation for higher resource utilization efficiency. Our network cost efficiency continuously increased, and we used data analytics to empower investment management and precision marketing. Online channel development also strengthened with increasing proportion of subs gained from online channels. We continued to optimize investment mix for new growth drivers. CapEx in the first half was RMB 27 billion, in which 5G CapEx was RMB 11.1 billion, with 50,000 base stations self-built, and 2021 5G CapEx plan unchanged at RMB 39.7 billion. On industrial digitalization, 23,000 cloud servers and 11,000 IDC cabinets were added in the first half, while in the second half, more investment will be put on data center, cloud resources, IDC, etc. We have been devoted in ESG responsibilities and kept enhancing relevant governance mechanisms as well as performance. On environment, we responded to national targets of emission peak and carbon neutrality by expediting transformation towards green digitalized operation. On social responsibility, we continued to provide informatized anti-epidemic products and services to the public, undertake universal service, emergency communications assurance in recent natural disasters, and strengthened caring for employees. On corporate governance, the board of directors stepped up monitoring ESG affairs and planned inclusion of ESG risks in the company's risk management. We will uphold high standard, prudent and effective governance ideals, be strictly compliant with laws and regulations, operating with rules and procedures, and be green to ensure healthy, sustainable development and protect interests of the company and the shareholders. This concludes our presentation today. Thank you.